A few years ago, my group at the University of Melbourne started thinking about how much energy was consumed in the internet, and we realised that there was not much known about it. In fact, very little information was out there about energy usage of the network. So we did a study and discovered that, in fact, something like 1% of the world's electricity goes into the telecommunications network. And we started discussing this with our colleagues in various research labs around the world, including Bell Labs, which is one of the foremost telecommunications research labs in the world. And we started collaborating with them, and one thing led to another, and they suggested that we should set up a centre here at the University of Melbourne with workers from both Bell Labs and the University of Melbourne working together.
And that joint initiative is officially called the Centre for Energy Efficient Communications, and Professor Rod Tucker is its director.
What's critically important here is the fact that the internet telecommunications in general is exploding. A survey done by the company Cisco suggests that the amount of data on the internet is growing at about 40% per annum. So every year there's 40% more than there was the previous year. And over a period of 10 years, a 40% per annum growth amounts to something like a factor of 30, which means that if we did nothing and if we just kept building the internet using exactly the same equipment as we use today and just putting more and more equipment into the internet to provide the capacity needed for that 30 times increase in data, the energy or the electricity consumption would go from 1% to 30%. So I'm not suggesting it's as bad as that, and I can explain in a few minutes why we don't have to worry quite so much as that. But potentially, the growth of the data on the internet could cause a blowout in the amount of electricity that's consumed by the internet.
And yet, as you say, not much research has been done in this area. We don't tend to think about energy usage when we think about, say, data storage or the way we use modern technology. Why? Why don't we think about it?
Well, I guess in the past it's never been a large amount of the total. I guess people have been concerned for some time about the amount of energy in desktop computers, and some companies do encourage their employees to switch off their computers when they go home at night. But in general, it has not been considered to be a large issue, I think mainly because the amount of data on the internet and the amount of data being stored in data centres has been relatively small. But it's this growth, the rapid growth that we're seeing at the moment, that's going to change everything.
Now, your new centre is also involved with a global research network called Green Touch. What can you tell us about that network?
Well, Green Touch was established just about a year ago, at the time that we were at the University of Melbourne getting our relationships going with Bell Labs in this area. And Bell Labs was the instigator of Green Touch. It's a global consortium of companies and research universities, research institutes that are interested in reducing the energy consumption of the telecommunications network. So Green Touch has at the moment about 25 or 30, I think it is, members, and our group, along with Bell Labs, is actively involved in this consortium. And the consortium has a really visionary objective, and that is to reduce or to increase the energy efficiency, reduce the energy consumption, but to increase the energy efficiency of the telecommunications network by a factor of 1,000 by the year 2020. That's just under 10 years now. And the idea is that if we can reduce or increase the efficiency of the network by a factor of 1,000, then we can hold the line in terms of energy consumption of the network as the amount of data on the network increases. And in fact, with a factor of 1,000 improvement in the energy efficiency, we might even be able to reduce the energy consumption a little bit below the current 1%. So the idea is to develop new technologies, new ideas about how the network is built, constructed and managed. In fact, some people have argued that we're trying to reinvent the whole network in a way that can just make it much more efficient, use much less energy than is the case today.
Well, indeed, on the Green Touch website, you know, it talks about getting away from the idea that incremental change is enough. It speaks of rethinking the fundamentals of how telecommunications networks are designed. That's an enormous task, isn't it? That's going to be a disruptive task if you actually have that as the ultimate focus.
That's correct. The way the network has been built up over the years has been incremental, and it started with a very good idea, and the way the internet has been developed is based on some really solid foundations. But over the years, those ideas have been developed and expanded and improved this way or that way to get a little bit more capacity out of the network or to make it work a little bit better. But it's always been an organic growth out of the original idea. And what we're thinking about in Green Touch, and in fact in our new centre at the University of Melbourne in SEET, is we're thinking laterally, if you like, and going back and asking ourselves the question whether we could actually redesign the network in a totally different way. Of course, it would be a major undertaking to change the whole global network in a radical way, but at least for the purposes of trying to understand what we can achieve, we're allowing ourselves to think about radical new ways of laying out the network and to see if we can get this sort of a factor of 1,000 improvement in efficiency that we're looking for.
Is one of the main problems with our current networks that they're designed for performance and speed rather than energy efficiency?
Yes, they're designed for performance and speed, and they're also designed with cost in mind because, of course, the network equipment that drives the internet is expensive equipment, and it has to be paid for, and so cost is always an issue. There's generally been a lot more consideration given to the capital cost of the equipment than it has been to the operating cost. But it's interesting that more and more the telecommunications operators, the Telstras of this world, the AT&Ts in other countries, and similar companies in other countries are all discovering that the operational costs, the cost of the energy to actually make the network work, are starting to become a significant part of their bottom line. The balance is starting to shift away from just focusing on minimising the capital costs to also thinking about how, by redesigning the network, you could reduce the energy consumption and therefore help to reduce the operating costs.